Okay. So it's fine the machlokas Rashi Tosos about the seeming machlokas Rashi Tosos about whether the shear of a sukkah and the 7x7, could you take from one dimension and give another dimension? Could 9x6, for instance, be good? Or will that not be? Will that not work? Okay, that's a question. Okay, Tosos says he could. Rashi says he can't. Okay. So perhaps the question is like this. I see a shear. See, the shear is based on Rosh Hashanah, right? But let's leave that out for a little bit, okay? Let's leave that out of the picture. Okay, because that's why the shear exists. But the halacha is it's a shear of the Zayin al Zayin. That's the shear. Shear is like a Zayin al Zayin. Now a shear, see, a shear has to be a shear in the entity itself. Okay? It would seem. Okay? Now the question is, you'll ask, what is the sukkah? Okay, what is the sukkah? Okay, so you could look at the sukkah in two ways. Okay, if you want to look at the sukkah conceptually, okay, conceptually, the sukkah is the makom dira. Okay, this is besukos teshu shivas yamim. You should live in a sukkah for 7 days. It means you should be in a certain type of makom dira. Okay, some type of makom dira, which is qualified as such by the schach, okay, and it's delineated as a makom dira by the walls, but the makom is really defined as a sukkah. Okay? You're living in a sukkah. It's the inside, like in a house. The inside is the house. I mean, the walls are, so to speak, what make it, and the roof may make it, but the makom dira is a makom dira of sukkah. That's the nature of the makom dira. Okay? It's defined, the sukkah, by the type of roof. Okay? Fine. That's if you look at it conceptually, in like a purely conceptual sense. The makom dira is the makom. Now makom dira. Before we go on, in a makom dira, the if you had to quantify a makom dira, okay, you quantify by area, okay, because what one wall is nothing. There's no such thing as one wall. A makom dira, the dira takes place in two dimensions or three, but in terms of length and width, it takes place in two dimensions. One dimension isn't anything. You don't live on a wall. You live in the makom. And the makom, the way you quantify the makom, is based upon its area. That's the way you quantify a makom dira. Okay? Square feet, for instance, right? Like they say, like, and that's how they sell real estate, right? Square feet. I mean, one wall doesn't make a difference. The makom dira is a big house. It's based upon, of course, if it has funny dimensions, 1x49 or whatever, it's abnormal. But the way, if you're buying an apartment or whatever it is, you don't say it's this room is 8x this and this, you know, the it's square feet. I mean, square feet is, that's what you live in. You live in square feet because you live in two dimensions. So how much room is there to walk around? So if it's 9x6 or it's 7x7, it's the same thing or whatever. If you work out an exact formula, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, because it's dira takes place in a two-dimensional world. So if you're quantifying the conceptual makom dira, then you'd say that you have to quantify it based upon the area. So 7x7 can mean one wall is 7, and I don't care what one wall is. The question is, what's the sukkah? The sukkah is the makom itself, and the shear has to be a shear in the makom dira. So therefore, it's going to have to be in an area. So 7x7 means the area of a sukkah, which happens to be 7x7. Okay? That's Tosos' argument. Okay? That's Tosos'. But, see, there's another way to look at a sukkah. Okay? See, a sukkah, we looked at sukkah like in a, so to speak, in a conceptual way, you know? But you could look at sukkah in, so to speak, a structural fashion, okay? You're building a sukkah, right? You're creating this chavtza shel mitzvah, right? And you want to know, how big should I make it? You know what I mean? So there's the, from like a, so to speak, architectural standpoint, okay? Structurally, a sukkah is, I'm building it. So the question is, the shear, you could say, is the shear in the structure of the sukkah. Now it's true, the mitzvah sukkah relates to the makom which is thereby created. But the shear, you could argue, is a practical shear. It's based upon the practicality of it. I'm building my sukkah. How big should my sukkah be? Okay. Now in structure, when you're dealing with the structure of a sukkah, so there's no such thing as area. Okay? You can't build an area. Okay? You build a wall, and then you build another wall. Okay? In structure, the two dimensions are completely distinct. Okay? They're conceptually separate from one another. Okay? If one wall is 8, one wall is 6, The fact that the other one's 9 doesn't affect the structure, because structure is just this wall. They're two separate things. There's this wall and there's that wall. So this wall is less than 7. Is less than the shear. So if you say the shear is a din in the structure of the sukkah, so then you can unify them in terms of an area, because area is an abstract idea wherein the makom ma'aseh dira takes place. But that's an abstract idea. The structure of a sukkah has 4 walls. I mean, a wall, 1 wall, 2 wall, 3 wall, 4 walls. So if you say that the shear is on the practical sukkah, that I'm building a thing, and I want to know how big should I build it? So the shear, if the shear is going to reside in that, then the shear is going to have to be tofes each wall independently. And what is the shear? The shear one wall is 7, and the shear the other wall is 7. Okay, now it's because of Rosh Harubah V'Shulchanu and all that, but halachically, it grabs onto the practical sukkah. I mean, because that's what I'm building, and that's the shears in my building. Again, Tosos will argue that you can't talk about it's true practically, you want to know how big should I build it. But he holds that the shear should be toe-faced the conceptual entity of the sukkah, so to speak, rather than just the practical structure. But the conceptual entity, of the sukkah is a makom dira. A makom dira is an area phenomenon, so therefore the shear is going to be in the sukkah itself. So therefore it's going to be the area. Just quickly, we wanted to say we're wondering. I mean, according to Tosafot, he's saying 7x7 doesn't really mean 7x7. It means the area of 7x7. So we're wondering. I mean, it really means 49 square tefachim. That's what it really means. So why didn't the Gemara say 49 square tefachim? You know? Arba imitesha tefachim merubanim. Or something like that. I mean, it's true, you've never seen something like that, but why not? I mean, why can't it? If that's really the idea, conceptually, then that should be what it says. So I was thinking, again, this question is a hard type of question to answer. And if you don't have an answer to the question, I don't think it affects us far in any way. Because it's a pshat question. Apparently Tosas knows how to learn pshat in the Gemara. And he says that 7x7 doesn't mean there is 7x7. So, I mean, whatever. Why didn't the Gemara write it that way? I don't know. Apparently that's not the style of the Gemara. But it would be nice if you could explain it. I mean, it's kind of a question. It would be nice if you give an answer. So we're suggesting an answer, but... You know, maybe there's other answers you can give. Maybe this answer isn't good, but it doesn't affect the sugya, I don't think. But it would be nice to explain. So we wanted to say that the thing is that shear, that in shear, and this is basically something that Rashi said when he did sugya and shear, at least the way I understood it, is that that a shear is based upon a set up. I mean, it's funny. He says you notice that all the shiurim are practical things, like an olive, an egg, a hand breath, an arm. I mean, it doesn't say anywhere it's 3.6 grams or any, 3 inches or a meter. Or there's no such thing like that. The shiurim are all in terms of readily, easily ascertainable objects. You know, so he said an idea in shiur is that there's no magical quantity about 1.1 grams or ounces or whatever the case may be. But the idea of a shiur is that the halachic system is a practical system which is given to man, and man has to know how to act in the system. So he has to know, if I eat matzah, how much matzah should I eat? So he doesn't start taking out his scales and all that. He could see, well, I know what an egg looks like, I know what an olive looks like, and I know this is the amount of matzah that I eat. So there's a practical matter to a shiur. That shiur, I'm a tafach. I don't have to take out my ruler and my measurement and start making conversions between the Greek measurements and our measurements or whatever. I just take my hands and I say hand breaths and I figure it out. And that's why he wanted to say that you wouldn't be mechuyev. The nowadays achronim, I think it was based on the tzlach originally. He wanted to say that nowadays our olives are 2 times smaller, 3 times smaller than they used to be. So since that's the case, we have to multiply everything by 2 or whatever. And therefore, we have to be looking for the olives of Moshe Rabbeinu or whatever. And the olives of Moshe Rabbeinu weren't like our olives, so therefore you can't go by olives. But I believe, from what I remember, Rashi said that he didn't go for that. Because he held the whole idea of a shear is not because there's a magical thing of the size of Moshe Rabbeinu's olives, but it's because the system has a practical value that practically the system has to have an amount. A person could just look at an olive and say, this is how much matzah I should eat. So therefore, he said, you don't know whether a big olive or a small olive, but he said you wouldn't be mechuyev to get bigger than like a jumbo olive, the biggest olive that just naturally exists, and that would be the way you determine, because otherwise, if you're going to tell me I have to look for the olive of Moshe Rabbeinu, then the whole idea of a shear loses the whole point of a practical shear. So that being the case, I'm going to say that that in this case as well, is that to say 49 tefachim, 49 square tefachim, that's a mathematical concept. See, that's something. If the Gemara is 49 square tefachim, you'd have to go to your local mathematician to figure out how big my sukkah has to be. Okay, because I don't know what's 49 square tefachim. I don't know. My sukkah is 8.3 by 7 by 6.5. Is that 49? I don't know. I mean, so that's a difficult thing. A person has to know what he's doing to figure that out. I mean, there are clear cases where it's clear cut. If it's 7 by 7 or more in both dimensions, it's definitely the area of 49 square tefachim. So even though conceptually Tosafot holds the shear is an area, because it has to be an area, because it's a shear in the conceptual sukkah, which is a two-dimensional phenomenon, so that's the way the shear has to be. But practically, the Gemara has to tell you a shear, which is easily understandable to a person who's not a mathematician. So it tells you 7 by 7, which definitely anything bigger than 7 by 7 in either dimension or 7 by 7 is kosher. Now, if a person knows the svar and he realizes that it's an area, and he knows the math, and he could figure out in sukkah which he's going to splice up and it's still going to be the area of 7 by 7, that's fine. He could do that. But the shear as transmitted has to be a practical thing. So therefore, it couldn't say 49 square miles. Okay, and that's why you never see it. You do never see it. I'm just saying, can you say something like that? You don't see a shear like that. I don't think. Okay.